helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for July 26, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a vote on Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, or a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links for all of these on the website at welchwrite.com/career. That's welchwrite.com/career. Today's column, from the archives, Who Are You Talking To? First published December 6th, 2002. After writing this column for 10 years, I've received my share of email from readers. The email has come from both local readers and those farther afield, sometimes even outside the United States. This has shown me just how far my words can travel, and it also drives home the importance of thinking about what you're saying before releasing it into the wild. This is true whether you're writing for publication or just sending email to a colleague across town. The global nature of the internet ensures that your words might be available to readers far beyond their intended audience. Whenever you commit your words to electrons, you must always be thinking of your audience, even if you're just sending a quick note to a friend. Your messages can be easily, even accidentally, forwarded to other people who you may not know. Be careful about making disparaging remarks, off-color comments, or anything else that could be considered offensive by others. Your email can become public in the blink of an eye. While public email can make your life difficult, it can also have disastrous effects on your career. Recently, an employee of one of my client sites found himself out of a job within minutes of a misplaced email. He accidentally sent an email discussing some work problems to the worst possible person, his boss. His boss quickly requested a meeting, and they decided that it was best for the employee to leave. While this is an extreme example, email goofs happen all the time, with varying results. There's no way you can be absolutely sure of your audience, so it's best to remain as gracious and forgiving as possible when hitting the send key. These same guidelines also apply doubly to any writing you place in a public forum. These forums can include email mailing lists, web-based bulletin boards, and even manufacturer support forums. Inaccurate or nasty messages can quickly make their way into the larger world, as they get passed from hand to hand. Even worse, the original content and context of the message can be distorted as it's passed from person to person. The ubiquitous nature of the internet also leads to further complications. It's not uncommon these days for managers, supervisors, and job interviewers to use internet search pages to turn up information on you and your past. Public forums are some of the easiest places for them to find this information. Search engines such as Google and others can quickly turn up a wealth of information about not only your job history, interests, and hobbies, but also other information that you might rather be private. In many cases, your online writing may be the only view that others have of you. Be sure that you're putting your best foot forward whenever you're writing. I'm reasonably assured that if one of my clients Googled my name, they would not turn up anything that could damage our working relationship. How can I be sure? In truth, I can't be 100% sure, but the fact is I've Googled myself, so I have a fairly good idea of what anyone else might find. As I was writing this column, I did a quick search in Google Groups to see what might turn up. Google recently included a fairly old archive of Usenet news messages to its archive, so I was interested to see what I may have been writing about in the past. It was quite a trip on the Wayback Machine for me. Long before the internet was a commonplace part of many homes and businesses, I was sending messages to a variety of groups. The oldest message I found was from 1989, nearly 17 years ago. If this doesn't impress on you the longevity of your online communications, little will. It's an important part of high-tech career management to constantly be aware of what you're saying about your clients, your coworkers, and yourself in a public space such as the internet. As you've seen, online communications have a long lifespan and are easily searchable by anyone. If you don't pay attention, you might find yourself suffering from a less than successful high-tech career, without even knowing why. This Friday on Career Opportunities, longevity. Longevity, whether in the writing of a column or the length of your current job, is usually seen as something good. It shows a commitment and reliability that's often sought in employees. That said, there can be some downsides to longevity if you don't monitor your career and your accomplishments. Subscribe to Career Opportunities today to receive each new show automatically. You'll find a link on the website. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website. If you enjoy career opportunities, please consider a vote on Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, or a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links for all of these on the website.